listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, and this is Dr. Michelle, and you are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, where I can help you with relationships, personal issues, and other problems you may need to talk about to me. You can call here live at LA Talk Radio at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Or you can contact me, as many of my listeners do, at docmichelle@aol.com. That's my LA Talk Radio email address. It's docmichelle with two L's at aol.com. And today I will be reading some of your questions that appeared on my email. I told you I would help you out, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to give you some advice, suggestions, and see if I can help you out a little bit, make you feel a little better about what's going on in your life, give you different perspectives. All right, so I do have a lot of emails to cover today also. Again, if you'd like to call me live, great. I'd love to hear from you. And we're going to jump right into it because I have pressing issues from people who want to know what's going on in their lives. So let's start out. This is from Kathy, and she says, "Hey, Dr. Michelle, I am 30 and broke up with my boyfriend about 6 months ago. We had a four-year relationship, but he cheated on me twice, and I got fed up with it. Anyway, he's now begging me to forgive him, and he says he'll never cheat on me again. He says he only wants to be with me. I have been dating other guys and not found anyone who is special. Although I have a lot of feeling for my old boyfriend, I'm still fearful because of his betrayal. I'm considering getting back with him because I think he's changed. I think he may make a good father, and I really want to have children by the time I'm 33. I'm a little bit turned off to him for hurting me, but I think he's trying to redeem himself. Should I go ahead and try to make it work?" All right, Kathy, here's the deal. I think it would be absolutely crazy for you to go back into a relationship with a previously unfaithful boyfriend. Okay, you said he cheated on you twice. I really think you should think about the importance of finding a good man who you respect and love and who you can trust rather than thinking about your body clock. You see, I understand you want to have kids. You're 30 years old. I get it. But you shouldn't bring the kids into the world for your own selfish needs without having much feeling for their father. If you have a hesitant feeling about that, if you want to have children by 30, why don't you start looking for a guy who you are really attracted to, who you can trust, who you may feel more comfortable with? Start networking. Start putting it out there. Join some groups, clubs, some kind of interest groups where you can meet new guys. Or have some nice friends or friends at work introduce you to guys who they think would be good for you or nice. You see? I'm really worried that you're going to jump back into this relationship because you're just afraid that your body clock's going to run out. And this has disaster written all over it. See, if you go back to him and you get pregnant, you're going to regret it all your life. It seems to me that you're wavering now. Why go in back into a relationship that you're wavering on and you're not sure about? You don't want to get into a relationship with a guy who you don't trust. Because your body clock's running out? Because you're worried? You know? Here's the thing. Also, let's just say you get married to him. You get back to him, and you have a kid or two, and you're in this marriage and you're trying to settle down and you're still wondering whether this guy may cheat on you, you might meet the man of your dreams. Through some circumstance, marriage, friends, you might meet a guy after you've married this guy you're not really trusting or happy with, who you're very interested in, and then you're stuck. And it's very difficult. And I'm not an advocate of divorce unless there's abuse, you know, or a lot of verbal problems going on in front of the children, a lot of pulling and pushing and black and white, good cop, bad cop stuff. I'm not for that. So you have plenty of time. You're only 30 years old, Kathy. You have plenty of time to find a new, wonderful, loving relationship. And also to become a mother. You have lots of time. Don't push it. I always tell women, don't jump into a relationship because you feel desperate. You're going to regret it. Because if you have those unsure feelings right now, you don't trust him still. He's hurt you. But you really are afraid that you're not going to find anyone else. Don't go there. Don't get to the desperate stage of hoping he's going to change. You can't change him. We can't change anyone. All we can do is change ourselves. We can change our thoughts and our behaviors. And I would suggest you change your thoughts to, gee, maybe I should find a guy who's really a nice person who I feel that I can trust and really fall in love with. And your behavior is to cut off from this guy. Don't jump into a marriage just because you want to have children. Okay? All right. This is Dr. Michelle, and you are officially on the couch with me on LA Talk Radio, as you always are, this time live on Fridays. And if you'd like to give me a call, I can try to help you out, give you some advice, suggestions about relationships, personal issues, whatever. The number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Also, you can contact me by email. As many of the listeners have, I will be helping out a lot of the people who contacted me at docmichelle@aol.com. That's docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. Also, if you'd like to check out my website, you can do so. It's drmichelletherapy.com, DR, abbreviated, Michelle, with two L's, therapy.com. When you check that out, you'll learn that I am into making positive life changes. Change your thought. Change your behaviors. Do things for you that are not self-destructive. Take responsibility for your actions and your thoughts. Take responsibility for your past actions and thoughts that have gotten you in trouble. Learn from that. Don't beat yourself up and move on. That's my philosophy. Also, I'm into helping you detox from the drama in your life. And if you've had bad past relationships, or if you've been brought up in a lot of drama in your home, mom and dad weren't quite right. They were, you know, substance abusers, or they had some kind of disorder, bipolar disorder or whatever. And you've really been damaged from that. And then you're used to those negative patterns of behavior. Then sometimes when you're single, you pick people, guys and gals, who are not healthy for you because that's what you're used to. That's what seems normal because that's all you knew growing up. That's all you knew growing up. So the good thing is to detox from that drama, learn healthy patterns of behavior so you can attract healthy people and have a better life and feel like you deserve a good person. A lot of people I work with who have had tumultuous backgrounds, who've had really tough upbringings, blame themselves. They think they deserve a bad relationship. And I have many clients, a lot of them are women, who go over and over and over again with the same patterns of behaviors in many different relationships that are bad for them. So you got to learn and you've got to move on. All right? All right. That being said, let's move on. Let's see here. All righty. This is from Terry. And she says, "Dear Doc, I want to know how to get out of despising my ex and keep up a good face in front of the children. My husband left in August of this year after 4 years together with two kids, their ages 5 and 7. He also left us with a mortgage. It was always a difficult relationship, especially over the last couple of years. We had a lot of money problems and job worries. He was verbally abusive to me and an alcoholic. But he thinks this was all my fault and thinks that I provoked him. Looking back, I can see that he had serious problems. It's taken months of counseling for me to realize that I'm fine the way I am, and I'm not all the terrible things he said to me. He had one affair and several online flings. I had no idea he was going to leave, but when he did, he had an apartment ready and waiting. Of course, I thought I loved the man, who he used to be, but not who he is now. The abuse was wrong, the neglect of the children and myself was wrong. The good news is I have full custody of the kids, and I allow them to see their dad with me or my mom and or my father in their presence. My ex made a choice to be a family man and was resentful at what he lost. I know my pain will pass. We are all better off now, and I know that I'll meet someone else when I'm good and ready. I just can't shake this hate I have for him. Oh. I don't say bad things about him to the kids, but we all went through the pain with his drinking, and I'm sure the kids know what a bad father he is. What can I do?" All right, Terry. I hope that you can understand that by being so abusive, your husband was not only letting off steam, he was directing anger at you in order to blame you for all his problems. See? He was also sabotaging the relationship to have a reason to leave or to get him to leave and make you the bad guy. He wanted to be the injured party. See, that's what addicts do. Doesn't matter what kind of addict he is, alcohol. They don't take responsibility for their actions many times until they get sober and get therapy, get support, go through 12-step or whatever kind of supportive program that keeps them clean. But I want you to know, Terry here, I'm happy that you and your kids are doing well. Sounds like you have a support system with your mom and dad, and that's great. Really nice to have mom and dad there. Grandma and grandpa, wonderful to have. Now, because you have complete custody, I know it's up to you to decide how often and when, you know, the dad sees the kid. So your ex, you get to take him, and also, if he's sober and on good behavior with you, or if you're there, you know, to watch him with the kids or other family members, I think it's important that they have a connection with their dad. I'm always for that. It's really important to have that connection, just to know that they have a dad who's somewhere there. Hopefully he's showing them he loves them. But my feeling is that you should put all this behind you now. Think about moving on to make your life again. It sounds like you're working towards that. You have a positive attitude about meeting a guy in the future or whatever. You say you're in no hurry. Great. Good for you. You need to work and take care of the kids. Not work, job, work necessarily, but focus on the kids. Okay. But the thing is that I think you need to talk to a therapist a little bit longer to help you express your pain and anger towards your ex. Because here's the thing, focusing on your hate for him, it's not going to make you feel better. You know, the more we think something, the more we fuel it, and on and on and on. Gets bigger. And it won't help the kids keep from feeling your hate from him and also tainting them a little bit towards dad. And they know he's not the perfect guy. They know that. They know what kind of dad he was. So you might want to attend some Al-Anon meetings. Those are great meetings in your area. Just go online. You can Google that. Or Codependence Anonymous groups. Those are great. You know, you can always Google those in your area. get some support from other people who have had to live with alcoholics and abusive people. You know, doesn't have to be your parents. It sounds like your mom and dad are really loving, and they're good grandparents, and they help you out. So that's wonderful. But I think you need to get some support from others who've had to live with alcoholics. It's not easy. You moved on. You have complete custody of the kids. Good for you. You're taking really good care of the kids, it sounds like. They're pretty, what did you say, stable? They're doing pretty well. Everybody's doing well. You have to let go of this hate. Let it go. You know, if we carry on these feelings, and this is what I talk about many times, is detoxing that drama. It's old stuff. Yes, he betrayed you. Yes, he hurt you. He left you with a mortgage. You had to pick up the pieces. I don't know how you did that. Got a job, maybe got some financial help from your mom and dad or family members, but good for you. But you've got to move on. Put him in his place where he is in the box. Your ex is in the box. He's a guy who chose alcohol. He chose relationship cheating on you for being a dad. So put him in the box. Put him over there in the corner. Wrap the box up. You know who he is. You know where he's at. Keep the visitations monitored when you bring the kids to him. If he starts acting up or starts drinking again, I understand. It seems like he's clean now, whatever, sober. If he starts acting up, you have the choice. You have custody. Don't let him see the kids. Okay? Whatever your agreement was in court, usually you get to choose when you have full custody. You work something out, maybe. So that's what it is. So I thank you so much for emailing me. And everybody else, if you'd like to email me, you can do so. It is DocMichelle@AOL.com. DocMichelle@AOL.com. Or, of course, you can log on to my website. It's DrMichelleTherapy.com. DrMichelleTherapy.com. And you can check out, see what I'm all about. What I'm all about is helping you out. Trying to give you some advice, suggestions, and creating positive life changes for you. You see? That's what I'm about. All right, let's move on. See if I have some good emails here. I always have good emails. Everybody writes me good emails. Okay, here's a good one. All right. This is from Lori. It says, Dear Dr. Michelle, my boyfriend and I have been together for a year. We recently split up for a short time because he has homosexual feelings, which he has never acted on because he's been in relationship after relationship with women. Okay. I'm 20 years old and he's 21. We discussed it and he told me he fantasizes about men when he masturbates. He wanted us to stay together because he says he loves me, but I'm worried. I'm certain that he wouldn't be unfaithful nor lie, and I don't think he's out looking for another woman. But I do know that he's a bit insecure and wonders if maybe that's because he should be with a man. There's also no problem with his sexual feelings towards me. We do have a decent sexual relationship. I'd love to be able to tell him to go and see what it's like or have a threesome. But both would destroy us and our love of exclusive intimacy. Should I let him go? Is there anything you suggest we do? Okay. My impression right now, Lori, is that you're guy may be gay or mostly gay, questioning his homosexuality. And if I'm correct, I don't know. The long-term failure for the two of you really, you know, this doesn't look like it's going to be a great relationship for you. I don't doubt that you love each other, and it probably would be a great thing if you guys could resolve this. Maybe you guys need a break so he can explore his sexuality. You can remain maybe great friends if your sexual relationship does come to an end. But You know, a lot of people do fantasize from time to time about same-sex gender. But the fact, and they don't translate it into a physical action. They don't act out on it. But the fact that he has talked to you about masturbating, thinking about guys, and he says he's a little bit worried because he doesn't know if he should be a guy or not, I think he really needs to explore his sexuality. Don't suppress it. Do not suggest a threesome. Well, come on. Don't do that. That's crazy. Why would you do that? You want to give yourself more heartbreak? That's ridiculous. Let him explore his sexuality. You start going out with other people. Okay? That's just my suggestion, Lori, and I thank you for emailing me. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are on the couch, and you can email me or call me right now if you'd like at 323-203-0815. And we have someone on the phone. Hi, good morning. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. My name is Mary.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I just want to say I'm a big fan.
Oh, great. It's nice to have you.
And I think your advice is wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much for being there. Well, what's your question? What can I help you with today?
Okay. Well, what I want to know is if I should get back into a relationship with a guy who broke up with me. And we were in a relationship for like 7 years. And now he's contacting me and he wants to get back together.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, how old are you?
You know, I'm in my 30s.
Oh, you're a young lady.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Why are you feeling a little hesitant to get back into a relationship with him?
Well, he kind of broke my heart.
Oh.
And he broke up with me to go back to his ex-wife.
Hmm. Okay.
He's a little bit older than me.
Okay.
And so he's been with her now for about 3 years. But for the last couple of months, he keeps calling me and he's texting me and, you know, just emailing me and just, you know, just saying that he misses me.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, that he's sorry. You know, he has deep feelings for me. You know, he's not happy that he made the decision, you know, to be with his ex. And he also said that, you know, they have separate rooms and they're not having sex anymore either.
Hmm. Mary, why do you think he thinks he can just come back into your life so easily?
Well, you know, I was hurt when we broke up, but, you know, I wasn't mad at him or anything, you know, just really hurt. And so he knows that I love him, and I just really feel that he's the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it was devastating, the breakup, but, you know, I started dating other guys, but he's always been in the back of my mind. And I just, the things that he does, the things that he says, you know, I'm so comfortable being with him. He's successful and, you know, so I just really have a thing for him, but,
yeah.
You know, so, you know, do you think I should consider trying to get back into this relationship? You know, I don't want to miss out, you know, if he's the love of my life and if he can change.
I don't know if he can change, Mary. This is the problem. Did he leave her originally for you? I mean, was he still married when he met you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we were secretive. We started kind of seeing each other, you know, and I felt bad. Yeah, I felt bad for the wife, but I just had a thing for this guy. You know, there's just something about him.
Mm-hmm. So how long did you guys have the affair before he got out of the marriage?
About a year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and it was an ultimatum. I told him, you know, I can't do this anymore. And so I gave him an ultimatum, and I felt like he chose me over her at the time.
Right. When I get asked this question, Mary, I usually say, don't do it. And I'll tell you why. Because you need to ask yourself if he's going to stay with you forever through thick and thin, you know, through good and bad times. Or is he going to walk out on you again and go back to his ex? Maybe the sex will get boring with you again, or he'll be bored with you again, and or find some other girl. You know?
But,
this is what concerns
me. But is there a chance? I mean, is there some success stories that where the guy has really changed and he really lives up to what he says? Or
very few.
I mean, if you...
What I've heard, especially if he's gone back and forth and back and forth, he sounds really unstable to me. He sounds like he doesn't really know what a relationship is or how to really love someone and commit. And here's the problem. History has a way of repeating itself. So if he's left you for his ex-girlfriend, his ex-wife before, he can leave you again. You know, do what's in your best interest. You know?
Don't. But the guys that are out there that I've met are just like losers. There's not a, it's slim picking. So, I mean, I don't know if I should I just, I don't know, just take a chance?
No.
What is it that, what will it hurt me if I take a chance, right?
I think you're going to get hurt again. This is just my suggestion. My advice is not to consider going back with him because he's unstable. You know, don't be swayed by the fact that supposedly they're not sleeping together. Uh-huh. Or his sweet emails or his calls or texts or whatever. And the problem is that a second breakup from the same guy can be twice as devastating as the first. You open up your heart again and you say that you were really hurt badly. You don't want to get stomped on again.
I was devastated.
You know, have you been out there and dating, and how are you meeting new guys?
Well, through friends mostly, and I don't do the bar thing, so I just I did go online to a dating site, and I've had coffee with a few guys, and just not my type. And so this guy, like I said, there's just something about him that is just everything that you would want in a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if I don't give it a chance, then I'll be missing out and settling for something else.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. But I really think it's better to find a workable way to get over your heartbreak than trying to deal with your heartbreak by accepting him back. You know what I'm saying?
So can you give me advice as to how do I end, how do I break it to him then that I'm just not, I mean, because I have, like, when he initially contacted me, I went through the, you know what, this isn't right, you know, you're still married, and, you know, I don't want to go through this again. So how do I, like, just be firm to break it off with him? I don't want to change my phone numbers or my contacts, how do I get it through him then that this is it? I can't do this anymore.
Well, I think you ought to draw the boundaries. And when he calls you, make it short and sweet. You don't have to go on into the drama of how you feel from the past. And you can make it short and sweet. And you can say, you know what? I'm feeling like I need to go out with other people and explore my options. I was devastated. I was devastated by you. Yeah, I know he is. And he sounds like the kind of guy, maybe a little narcissistic, who is clever and convincing. If you have a narcissistic guy who's gone back and forth and broke your heart and broke her heart, now he's back with her again, you know he is going to be charming. They usually are. They're fabulous. And, you know, you need to wrap your head around the fact that you are falling for this charm again. So I want you to just really think, draw your boundaries. When he starts being wonderful and charming and I love you and you're great and all that, say, you can be sweet. But I would suggest that you draw boundaries and say, you know what? I'm not feeling like I should get back into this relationship right now. I'm not feeling like I want to start seeing you again. You resolve your issues. I would suggest to him that he get some therapy and start working through why he can't stay with one woman.
Yeah.
And I would tell him that you want to date other people and you would prefer it if he doesn't contact you. I mean, doesn't it break your heart every time he calls you or emails you?
Oh, yeah, because I was just kind of feel for the wife or the ex-wife. And, you know, my heart goes out to her.
Exactly.
I mean, definitely.
Good.
But it's still, he's very charming. He's very convincing. And then he has a lot to offer. And and so if I set up ultimatums and then he breaches them, would that be an issue to maybe give him a way to give him more trust if he did meet the boundaries?
Well, how can you trust him? Even if he does do certain things, let's say he leaves her, all right, and begs to come back to you, how are you still going to trust him after all he's done? I mean, he left her originally to come to be with you, and then he hurt you again and went back to her. How are you going to trust him? You can do this over and over and over again. I mean, when are you going to get the fact that he is not a very sincere person and not stable. It doesn't know how to sustain a decent, committed relationship.
I guess I would never know, right?
Right. And what really bothers me is that he's talking to you about his sexual relationship with his ex-wife that he's gone back to.
Well, he hasn't gone in. He just said that it stopped. He just says that he's not having sex with his ex.
None of your business. That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. And honestly, I doubt whether they have stopped having sex, to be honest with you.
Would it be appropriate if I contacted the ex? Should I go to her and confront him for what he's telling me and let her know this is what he's telling me?
No, I think you should get out of the drama. I think you should let him work out his own relationship and move on and meet other guys who are healthier. Don't even go there. Don't try to get even with him just because you're still hurt. Don't try to get back. Don't try to do any of that. You know, true love is hard to find, but I think if you get a little help, maybe you could get some therapy about your own self-esteem.
Sure.
You can look beyond all of that sweet talk and all of that charm and all the great sex and what a great provider he is and all these wonderful things. There's great guys out there. You can find it.
Okay, I will take your advice then. I will try to do what I can.
I know I didn't give you the answer you wanted to hear, but
I know. But I value your advice that you give to others. So
thank you.
I trust you.
Wow.
I think you're wonderful.
Thank you so much. And honestly, one last thing: I doubt if your man's love relationship proposition is true love. Really keep this in mind. I doubt if he's capable of knowing what that is.
Yeah, it's just I've never met anybody like him.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be hard, but
well, hopefully
try.
When you maybe get a little help, a little more self-esteem and realize how deeply he broke your heart, you will be able to move on because you don't want that feeling again. You will never be able to always completely trust him.
True.
Why would you want to live like that with someone?
I guess I wouldn't. I mean, it's just still the whole initial charming person that he is and mm-hmm. how I feel when I'm with him. I just have to, I guess, just try to not think about that as much, I guess, and just see him for who he is, right?
There are a lot of charming men out there who are loving and wonderful and stable and willing to commit without cheating.
Just as a single woman, it's just so hard to meet decent guys that are like that.
I know, but you sound like a lovely woman. And if you keep putting it out there, it's about thoughts and behaviors. I always say this. If you get your self-esteem a little bit more intact and you mm-hmm. start putting things out there, I mean, honestly, there are some decent online dating sites where you can really check somebody out, and you can be very careful, and you can learn how to slowly, appropriately go about meeting someone. Or again, have your friends help you out. You said you're not a real party club kind of gal.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So
no,
you know,
and join the dating sites that I've been to, sometimes I don't trust what those guys say either.
Well, that's true.
Okay. I feel it's safe. Like, I'll go have coffee, and then it's just, like they posted old pictures or something.
Well, that's why you have to meet somebody in person and go very slowly with it and talk to them on the phone, have meetings, make sure you're in public places. You know all that safety stuff with online dating.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've been very well about doing that.
Okay. Good girl. But maybe you should join. Do you have hobbies or interests?
I exercise a lot. I run and work out. So I do go to the gym. And then I have girlfriends. I have wonderful, wonderful friends. So, and then I work a lot, too.
Okay. So you know what? You have a great chance of meeting other guys. You're out in the social world. You might join a running club. Guys who have something in common with you. You might hit it off with somebody there. You might ask some of your friends at work to introduce you to somebody who might be a really nice person for you or your girlfriends. There's so many guys out there who are not
going to
cheat.
I just hate to go to my girlfriends and sound desperate to meet somebody. But at the same time, it's still kind of like it's hard to be single.
I understand. And if they're good girlfriends, don't worry about that. They want to help you out. They want you to be helped. They want you to be happy. So don't think that you're going to be vulnerable or sound like you're desperate. That's what good friends are for. And you should be able to say to them, oh, I don't want to come off desperate, but I'm really looking for someone special. Because believe me, if your friends went through what you went through with you and you told them about it, they're probably pretty much hoping that you'll find somebody who's not going to cheat on you.
Oh, yeah. They know. So
all right.
They're wonderful friends.
All right, Mary. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. I hope I helped you out.
You did. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right. You see what happens sometimes is when you get into a relationship and you're in love and this guy's wonderful and charming, but then you discover that he's married, that's when you go the other way. Because if he'd cheat on his wife, chances are he's going to cheat on you. You just have to have your antenna up. Not to be paranoid and worried and, oh, I'll never find a decent relationship or anything like that. But what you need to do, usually, is not date a married man. Indeed, he left his married wife for her. But then again, he missed his wife and he left her and went back to her. Now he wants to go back to Mary. I don't think so. All right, this is Dr. Michelle, and you are on the couch with me, and you can call at 323-203-0815 right here on LA Talk Radio. And good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Doc.
Hi, who are you?
My name's Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. What is your question?
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say this is an honor. This is really cool talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, totally. I listen to your show, and I've tried calling in a few times, but I think I called in while other people were calling.
Well, so it's great to have you.
Well, I'm 22.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going out with this really cool lady exclusively for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
She's my first really serious girlfriend, but I kind of have a jealousy problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she try to make you jealous?
No. I know that she's had, like, two previous, like, really serious boyfriends before me.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of live, like, in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I run into these guys from time to time, you know, like, will be doing anything. You know, you go to the gas station, you know, you go to the grocery market, and you see people.
It's, yeah.
You know, you see people that you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. She tells me that she loves me, and she doesn't see these guys anymore, but I know that she was, like, really serious about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I also heard through the grapevine, you could say, that she's had a really, like, great sexual relationship with both of them.
Okay.
And I think about this a lot, and I get kind of depressed, and I guess I'm calling to ask you, how can I get rid of these jealous feelings?
Why are you driving yourself crazy about these things that happened in the past?
Okay, here's my thing. Like, I always run into them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if I always unintentionally run into them, then, like, there's wonderful chances that she is, too, you know? And the fact of, you know, them running into each other, it could be like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, good, like, I miss you. Like, yeah, I miss you, too. Like, we should hang out. And then, you know, it's done.
But, Jeremy, if she tells you that she loves you and you trust her, there's no reason to be jealous.
Yeah.
You see, if everybody, you know, understand?
Yeah, I do.
If everybody worried about what their lovers did before they met, there wouldn't be very many healthy long-term relationships, right?
That's true. That is true.
I'm not suggesting that, you know, you completely deny the truth, that she had other emotional and sexual relationships. But right. I don't want your focus on the past to mess up this relationship and get you more depressed or drive her away because you're so self-conscious about this. I mean, do you think she's picking up your vibes that you're jealous of these guys?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of just like it'll cross my mind or something.
Right.
You know?
Believe me, she's picking up on your depression. She's picking up on it.
Okay.
Right? You don't want that, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
All right. And when you see these guys who she had relationships with, you're cool with them. You don't act defensive, or you're kind, and you say, "Hey, man, what's up?"
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, okay.
Yeah, and you know, right. Be like, "What's up, man? How are you?"
All right.
You know, just the regular. Just I act as if, you know, they're just like another guy, but like in the back of my mind, actually, in the front of my mind, I'm thinking like, wait, like, my girlfriend's had sex with him?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know?
Right.
You know
now,
what I mean?
I know that this is your first really serious relationship, you told me, but have you ever had sexual relationships with other girls in the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
All right, does your girlfriend know about them?
She does.
Okay.
She's familiar.
Is she jealous of them?
Good point. No.
Okay. There you go. There you go. If she's not focusing on your past, why are you focusing on her past? You know, your job right now is to enjoy her and work on the great relationship you're building with her. She says she loves you. She doesn't show any interest, obviously, to these old boyfriends. You're going to run into them. You're going to have to live with it. You know, so why live in the past? It's done. It's all gone. What's done is done.
That's
great. I'm glad that she's had experiences. I'm glad she's capable of love.
Right.
Right? What were you going to say?
Right. And she is like a really sweet girl. Like, mm-hmm. she wouldn't, I really believe that she wouldn't, you know, like, cheat on me or anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's I guess the reason why I'm kind of jealous and a little bit scared is because I've never felt like this way about another girl. You
right.
know, like I've never in my short 22 years of life have felt anything like this powerful. And I see it like, you know, I see it like gold. And I don't want anything to jeopardize it, but you're completely correct, you know?
Sounds to me like you have some trust issues, and I think you should just let this go. Let the past go. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be focused in her past. Enjoy now. You've had sexual relationships with other women. This is your first serious relationship. That's okay. She started a little earlier than you. That's fine. The good news is you know she's capable of loving and having steady relationships. That's a good thing.
Right.
And this is your first. Enjoy it. Be with her. Don't show her you're depressed. Don't give her an inkling that you're jealous. That will probably drive her away.
Okay.
And another suggestion, Jeremy, you might just get some help with your self-esteem. You see what I'm saying? Maybe go talk to someone, a professional, a school counselor, if you're in college, or, you know, whoever, a priest or, you know, a minister, whatever you feel you might be, whoever you feel you might be able to relate to. Take a look at what you're fearing. You know?
Okay.
Take a look at why you feel so insecure. What do these old boyfriends maybe have over you that you're not giving them?
I've thought about this before.
Okay.
You know, like I have, and I know this sounds like silly, but I've listened to your shows in the past, and like you've talked about how, you know, like things, like even like small things in the past can, you know, affect you now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, like if you don't like let them go, like they can still like affect you now.
Sure.
You know? And when I was like in, I believe it was 10th grade in high school, I was going out with this girl, and it obviously like wasn't serious. It was just like, you know, really kind of just like, you know, just like a stupid high school relationship.
Right.
And we went out for about a month, and by the, like, this is how we broke up. Like, the very end of the relationship, my best friend ended up hooking up with her.
I guess he wasn't a real best friend, was he?
No, like, I eventually, like, kind of forgave him, and I felt like, I just felt like obviously betrayed. Like, that's
sure.
kind of obvious, but like, I guess like every time I enter a relationship,
mm-hmm.
it that pops into my mind.
Sure.
You know?
Always.
And this one's different though, because this is way too special to let go. This is way too special to just, you know, like, not think about what could go wrong.
I hear you. And I think that we all project old feelings onto our new experiences. If you've been betrayed or hurt in the past, it sounds like you were really hurt. You're going to have your guard up. You're going to be careful. You're going to be a little paranoid or suspicious. But you kind of have to live in the now and realize that you guys have a really good relationship. See? You are aware that you were hurt, and you're also aware, which is great, that you may have some old fears lingering because of that. You may also have some trust issues. Also know that you may have some trust issues with guys. You may not think that these guys who she used to be in a relationship with are really going to be trustworthy as well, because your best friend cheated on the woman you loved when you were in 10th grade. So you obviously have some issues as well with guys who might betray
right.
you and take her out again or want to be with her again. So
I didn't even think of that.
I think you need to work on your self-esteem.
Shit.
You sound like a wonderful guy.
Thanks, Doc.
You really sound like an honest, wonderful boyfriend. But
thank you.
You know, realize the truth that she's happy with you now. But things could change if you keep up this jealous obsession with her past. Don't think
Absolutely.
About it. It's done. You see these guys fine. Hey, man, what's up? You're with her now. It's great. You get to enjoy her and be with her.
Yeah.
So focus on making that relationship great. Keep communication open with her. She'll love that. Women love that. But I wouldn't tell her how jealous you are. That shows that you're mistrusting her.
Right?
Right?
So just confidence and don't be jealous.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just
I'm definitely going to work on that.
All right.
Definitely.
Just know that you were hurt by your past because you were betrayed by your best friend who stole your girlfriend away from you. You have some scars.
Right.
But don't base that on your current relationship. Look at what's going on now. Doesn't mean that she's going to cheat on you again, or the guys that are around you in your town who used to be with her are going to take her away from you. Not going to happen. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Doc.
You're welcome, Jeremy. I hope you feel better.
You're the best.
You are. Thank you for calling.
Of course.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice kid. What a nice kid. I really appreciate that. Sounds like a great guy. And, you know, if you're feeling a little insecure, anybody, about relationships, I would really suggest you go out and get some therapy. Get some help. Doesn't hurt. We always need to check our self-esteem. Most people on this planet have a little bit of self-esteem issue based on whether they had a good childhood or a bad childhood, or, as Jeremy said, he got hurt badly in high school. His best friend betrayed him with his girlfriend. You know, we all have some self-esteem issues. We need to keep them in check. Now, I'm not saying to go 180 and turn into a narcissist. I'm just saying, kind of check the reality. You know, because I was hurt before, am I allowing my fears? Am I allowing my low self-esteem to really prevent me from having loving, wonderful relationships? You need to question that and look at that. All right, this is Dr. Michelle, and you have been on the couch with me. The CBS News is up next. I thank you so much for calling in. It's great to hear from you. I'll be back next Friday, as I always am, here live on LA Talk Radio. You may officially stay on the couch if you'd like. But CBS News is coming up next. This is Dr. Michelle, and I always say, do take care of yourself first. Not to be selfish. It's just that way you'll be great for others, too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.